Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Tax Slayer pregame show here on this Friday night from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Green Jackets and Pelicans engaged in a battle right now for positioning in the Carolina League South Division. Both teams come into today tied at 17 and 18 and two top prospects on the mound this evening. Owen Murphy will be going for the Green Jackets. He'll be going up against Jackson Ferris, the impressive lefty, who will be making just his fourth start in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans jerseys. It's time for today's Phoenix Printing feature that we do before most games. And today, as always, got a chance to sit down with manager Cody Gabella after yesterday's game was delayed. Normally we do those on Thursdays. This time it was a Friday affair. And fair warning, we do get interrupted by a security guard midway through this interview, but we keep it going for good times. Take a listen now.
All right, it's time for our weekly chat with Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella. First and foremost, how's it going? You enjoying this beach weather?
It's been good, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I haven't seen the sun in five days. It's out now, so looking to start on time tonight, and everything's going good.
You have a bit of a tan right now, though. People can't see this, but you've picked up some color already during the year.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be the little Italian I got in me. I'm not sure. I burn it first, and then it'll turn into brown.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
So we're... I guess 2.5 weeks now into May. We're halfway through May, and after Wednesday's game, we were at the quarter mark of the year. At that point, we were 16 and 17. Now we're 17 and 18. Just what are your thoughts on the general state of the club?
It's been good. The guys come every day prepared to get better and prepared to fight in the game. And I think you've seen that throughout this series. You know, had to fight through some adversity. We haven't been able to get much work done on the field with some weather. The tarp's been on the field pretty much every day, and the guys come and find ways to energize themselves, and whether that's, you know, pregame or you know, once the first pitch is thrown, they're always locked in, ready to go, and, you know, it's been good so far.
I think it says something. There have only been 9 home runs hit at this ballpark this entire season, and in the now 8 games that we have played here, or 9 games that we have played here, the Green Jackets have hit 3 of them, which is pretty impressive. And the other day, Celedonio sort of muscles one out in the dense fog. I guess offensively, I think there's only been 3 games in the month of May that the Green Jackets haven't hit a home run. What's behind that?
Yeah, I mean, we got some guys with some juice. It's always in our back pocket. I mean, pretty much a lot of these guys, when they come up, you know, the coach in third base, there's it's always in the back of my mind that, you know, anybody can go deep at any given time. You know, I think it's just a testament to how the work that the guys put in and how they prepare. And you know, like I said, we got some guys with some big power, and it just comes out in games sometimes. And you know, they're trying to just get a good pitch to hit, stay through the middle of the field, and sometimes or other, they drive it out of the ballpark.
Taking it back to last week, you win those 2 games against Charleston to open up the series. The Wednesday night, you get that walk-off, and then you lose 3 in a row and then bounce back on Sunday. You end up winning 3 in a row there. Is there a sense that sort of good things come in threes or twos, and that sort of streaks can sort of happen over the course of the year?
Yeah, I think it's just a sign of high level baseball. You know, when you get into, you know, higher levels, it just things kind of even out. You know, you go through streaks, people get hot. You know, we pitch, and then we sometimes don't swing the bat as well. Then it could be the opposite, and you know, it's just about finding consistency and trying to make a weekly run, and you know, we play 6-game series, you know, and a lot of them are 3-3. That's just the way things, you know, the ball falls sometimes. But, you know, you come out every day, and we obviously try to win every game we play. And it's just, you know, 3 here, 2 there. Like you said, the last series in Charleston was kind of like a pattern, if you will. But, you know, that's just how it goes when it's high-level baseball. And, you know, guys with some tools are competing against each other.
Talking about some of the guys, I think we've talked about them now 2 weeks in a row, but Jair Casanova doesn't really show any signs, of slowing down right now. Mm-hmm. He still leads the league with 15 runs batted in. I think last week he had eight. He had three home runs in the course of like six games or so. And for a guy who is struggling to begin the year, what do you think accounts for that turnaround?
Yeah, well, you know, last year he was a guy who, you know, always was reliable to make consistent contact, and that kind of, he struggled with that early on. It was a very small sample size, so I don't even feel comfortable saying he struggled with it. It's just something that happened within the first couple weeks of the season, and you know, that contact ability's out showing right now. And you know, one spot he's gotten better at this year is he's keeping the ball off the ground. He's giving himself a chance to do damage, and I think that's what you're seeing right now. You know, he's another kid who comes home, comes to the field every day, works hard, has a plan, loves the game, loves to win, loves his teammates, you know, and I feel like that contact that is in there, that, you know, bat-to-ball ability is mixing with him, you know, having some more quality contact in the air, hard in the air, and you know, it's kind of, he's getting some results because of it.
It's really been paying off. It just felt like last week when he was coming up to the plate, and even on Wednesday night here, if he was putting the ball in play, it was just going to land somewhere. And sometimes, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. Do you sort of believe in that too? Like, is there
sure.
a mental side, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, the sort of, when you're in a groove, Jason Franks last Friday came out, and you could tell from the first at bat, he ends up striking out four.
We're the team. He's giving an interview.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll edit that out.
Okay.
Do you sort of believe that too? You know, some guys, like, baseball is a very mental game. There's that Yogi Berra quote where, what is it, baseball is 90% mental, the other 20% is physical, or whatever, the other way around. I forget the specifics, but sometimes guys seem like they're in a groove. Casanova, Werkner last week, even pitchers in individual outings, you know, Franks has that shutdown two-inning outing last week. What is it about baseball that you think makes it such a mental sport?
Yeah, I think there's just times where guys are just seeing the ball better. You know, you've heard the terminology, the ball looks like a beach ball right now. Like, it looks bigger sometimes. You see spin better. You just, you get in grooves where, you know, Cass is kind of going through that right now, where you just see the ball better and you feel better. You feel like you're moving better. You feel more athletic, and you're able to put, you know, good ABs together consistently. Like, for instance, right now he's pretty much swinging at, if it's near the zone, he's swinging and he's putting the bat on the ball, and it's just, you know, I think he's really seeing the ball well and you know, putting good swings on it and giving himself a chance.
I know on Fridays, I'm inspired by this question at Frankie, Francisco Diaz walking by. I know Friday nights you let Francisco, Coach Diaz, coach third base. What do you do when you're in the dugout?
Yeah, well, we do it for, like, it's almost like a staff development thing. Like, one day I think Frankie could manage, and you know, he's going to have to do that. And also, he's really good at it, so he doesn't need much practice, but he's really good at it. But, you know, it gives me an ability to kind of see the game from a different lens in the dugout and talk with our pitching coach more and talk to Connor, our hitting coach, you know, while our guys are having ABs. I don't have much contact with them when I'm out coaching third. So it's just, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other, and it's a good change, you know. It's a good change from the normal routine, and I'm able to talk to players. I'm able to, you know, talk to the DH or whatever, and just, you know, talk about the game and, you know, have some coaching moments and teaching moments with the guys. And it's just kind of I enjoy doing it. I like coaching third. It keeps me in the game. But in the dugout, it's just being able to see it from a different lens is always good.
At this stage in the season, you know, three times, I think, in the last 8 or 9 days, we've used only two pitchers in a game. Do you think that gives you the freedom as the manager to sort of play matchup ball a little bit more and maybe find specific situations to use guys in the bullpen or when you're thinking about lineups for the week?
Yeah, well, sure. It's always good to, you know, when you can use two guys in a game. It's great, especially in the minor leagues, because, you know, pitch counts are a real thing and, you know, for a good reason. So, you know, it's always good when you can use two and save guys for later. But as far as matchups go, you know, whoever needs to pitch is going to pitch. We completely view it from a development standpoint. I'm not going to, you know, put in a lefty to face a lefty unless it sets itself up that way. But, you know, it's as soon as you asked that question, I kind of took a deep breath and a breath of fresh air to think about, okay, yeah, we use two pitchers in 2 days, and that's pretty, you know, easy to lay the head on the pillow after that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Thinking about places that it seems like there's been improvement, the defense in the month of May and really in the last week seems to have really taken hold. You have that five error game, I think, midway through last week. I forget which day it was, but then the first game in the series, you have what seemed like three or four just tremendous plays. Janis with a bare hand grab, Expo and Floyd both made terrific plays, and even Ambioris Tavares, who leads the league in errors but also probably takes away many more outs that would otherwise be hits.
Yeah.
what's the focus like? I know you couldn't do ground balls really this week or much field work, but what have you seen to sort of have things come together in that way?
Yeah, well, the focus is just kind of, you know, coming out, and like I say all the time, we come out and we work hard before the game. We work at, you know, how our technique fielding ground balls. We try to, you know, create a slow, controlled setting. And then also give them chaos, give them balls that are hit really hard and try to make it get as game speed as possible. I don't know if you've seen, but I like to use, like, the machine for ground balls. And I feel like, you know, with the Fungo, they get, you know, the pre-pitch timing with slow, controlled, almost rolled ground balls. They're able to feel how the body moves and stay under control and feel that process. And then, you know, when it's time to turn it on, I think, you know, providing them with some chaos and decision-making when at game speed is very important. But as far as the way that they've been playing, that's these guys come out and they bust their butts every day, and it's just, you know, it's credit to them. Yeah, there were some great plays the other night, but I feel like they've been playing pretty consistent on you know, balls that are pretty much hit at them, and they're setting themselves up, you know, as far as pre-pitch to get to balls that are, you know, tougher plays to make. But, you know, they talk to each other, they talk smack to each other, and they take pride in you know, being a good infield defense, and then the outfield as well.
There was a great moment, I think, just to add on to that, the other night where I want to say Floyd might have caught a line drive on his knee, and then he immediately ran right over to Amiori Savard, shortstop, shoving the ball in his face as if to say, like, maybe you can't do that.
Yeah, but, you know, they both are from the Dominican Republic, and they have a great relationship. But, you know, Expo's from New York, McCabe is Canadian, Janice is from the Midwest, I believe,
and he's an Illinois guy.
Yeah, they've completely formed great relationships as individuals with each other and as a team. You know, and it's funny, like, we do proper priorities where the shortstop obviously has priority over the entire infield if you know, he can get to the ball. And if Floyd's playing second or third and Tavi's playing short and he has priority over Floyd, it's almost like Elvis Andrews and Adrian Beltre used to be, you know. And it's fun to see the guys get a kick out of it, you know, and you know, it's great team bonding, relationship building type stuff.
Because baseball's supposed to be fun, you know.
Yeah.
I think they've been having fun. Obviously, winning is more fun. 10-5 now in the month of May. You mentioned chaos and sort of randomness, I guess, before. Tonight is a good example of sort of the randomness of minor league baseball. You've got a top prospect, a top 10 guy in the Cubs organization starting off the game. You've got a major leaguer who's been in AAA immediately following him up for an inning or so. Do you think that guys, I know you're probably thinking, or you probably want them to treat every at-bat the same, but do you think there is sort of an element of wanting to prove yourself when you are going up against a different guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's human nature. If you you know, face a big leaguer on rehab, I got a chance to do it when I played, and I know that, you know, it is something different. You try to approach it, you try to stay within yourself, but, you know, it is different. You're facing someone who's been there, you're facing someone where, you know, they're where you want to be, and it's a prove yourself thing, but it's also just like, you know, it's an exciting thing. It's you know, and at the end of the day, that's where all these guys want to get. They want to get to the big leagues and win a World Series. So, you know, that's kind of what you get out of bed for. And yeah, you try to stay dialed in and reeled in and you know, stay within yourself. But, you know, humans are going to be humans.
Who did you face?
I faced Clayton Kershaw in like a spring training backfield game. It felt like
I
grounded a roll over to third base.
That's honestly
broken
pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah.
If you could have faced one guy, if there's one guy from like the history of baseball who you could have stood in the batter's box against.
Never really thought of that. Probably Pedro Martinez, just to see what the stuff looked like, you know?
I think the stuff would look pretty
solid.
Fast.
Yeah.
You throw that changeup at 92 miles an hour.
Yeah, he threw it to righties and lefties, and, you know, a lot of guys didn't have a chance.
Yeah, fair enough. Honestly, we finish up this series here. You go back home for a week, and then, you know, the month of May is sort of come and gone, and we're approaching that halfway mark. I guess if you could set a goal for the team in terms of things that you want to see improvements on in the next 2 weeks, what would those be?
Yeah,
if there is one.
We have individual goals, and I'd like to see those guys keep working to attain those and go above and beyond to attain those. And as far as a club, man, I haven't really set goals.
Love along this ride, that's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
A picturesque Friday night here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where the Green Jackets are looking to take game 4 of this series. The Green Jackets, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Atlanta Braves, taking on the home Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Good-sized crowd in attendance tonight following yesterday's marathon, the longest game of the season, 3.5 hours, and that followed an hour-and-a-half-long rain delay. The team did not get back to the hotel until well after 1 in the morning. The last pitch of the game was at 11:55. But today, everyone has seemed loose, everyone has seemed happy, and we've got a beautiful game ahead of us tonight. Two of the top pitching prospects in the country will be duking it out tonight for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It all starts and begins, and ends, rather, with Jackson Ferris. Pitching only about half a mile away from a Ferris wheel right behind us, it is Myrtle Beach after all. Ferris is making his third professional start. Last year's 47th overall pick, drafted in the second round by the Cubs, signed well over slot. Over $3 million went to him. And he is someone who has been very, very impressive throughout the season so far. In his first two starts, he's gone 3 innings in each. He's given up a total of 3 hits, just 1 run, it was unearned, and 2 walks with 9 strikeouts. And he'll have Ambioris Tavares stepping in to lead it off. The Green Jackets in their alternate green jerseys. And the first pitch from the lefty Ferris is taken high, ball one. Pelicans tonight in their home whites with the blue shoulders and trim and the blue caps. The 1-0 to the ready Tavares fouled off. Ferris, a big lefty, 6'4", got a starting pitcher's build. Tavares at the plate, 0-for-12 this series on an 0-for-15 dating back to last Sunday. 6 strikeouts in that time. The 1-1. Cut on and missed, 1-2. Tavares, like the rest of the Green Jackets, hits very well against left-handed pitching. He hits .320 against them. The Green Jackets lead the Carolina League, hitting .265 against Southpaws. For comparison, that is over 100 points better than the worst team in the Carolina League, Salem, who hit .159 against lefties. Wind is blowing out the center field. And the 1-2 bounces through all the way to the backstop, a fastball that didn't get out of the hand quick enough. So it's 2-2 on Tavares. Yesterday, the Green Jackets fell 10-8 in that marathon of a game. They drew a season-high 13 walks in that one. 2-2 pitch outside and high. Those 13 walks, the second most walks taken in a single game this season by any team in the Carolina League. And a full count here to Tavares to begin this one. And the pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Going over is Chavers, the center fielder. He'll reach up and make the catch. Parker Chavers in center field today. Felix Stevens in left. Jefferson Encarnacion in right. Juan Mora at third. Rafael Morel at short. Revive Garcia at second. Miguel Fabrizio at first. And Christian Pavone is behind the plate. Ethan Werkinger next to the dish. He's hitting 278 against lefties, and he'll look at a strike. Werkinger just 1 for 13 this series with a couple of walks. He did double on Wednesday night. The 0-1 on the inside corner at 93. No score, just underway. Top of the first, Green Jackets and Pelicans as the 0-2 is taken high at 92 for a ball. And the 1-2 to Werkinger, cut on and missed. Was late to a fastball that time on the outside part of the plate. Two up, two down for Ferris so far. Jackson Ferris, the 8th overall prospect in the Cubs organization, drafted out of IMG Academy down in Bradenton, Florida. They are the comprehensive athletics prep school in the country. A bevy of NFL and NBA talent as McCabe steps in and takes a fastball away for a ball. And Ferris, hoping to become the 7th member of the IMG Academy alumni list to make an MLB debut. The 1-0 misses down to McCabe. McCabe this series has reached base in 70% of his at-bats. 3 for 6 with an RBI, but 4 walks. And the 2-0 is outside 3-0. Ferris fires, gets the outside corner at 92. Ferris is on a 3-inning restriction today, so he will not go beyond the third. As 3-1 comes in, is fouled off. It's now 3-2. But he's been very impressive, obviously, so far. Now 10 strikeouts and 6 2/3 innings of work. Just the 3 hits allowed and 2 walks. Base runners have been in short supply. 3-2 pitch. Lined up the middle for a base hit. So just like that, McCabe goes to straightaway center field. Nearly got Ferris in the hat there. He had to duck out of the way. And he is aboard with yet another base hit. And that'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio. Celedonio this series, 2 for 8. He homered to right the other night to cap off the shutout win on Wednesday. Also has 2 walks in those 10 plate appearances. McCabe off the first did get caught stealing yesterday, and the first pitch of Celedonio is swung on and missed. Celedonio got the night off yesterday, hitting just 175, but he leads the team in runs batted in and home runs. And he'll foul this one off. It's 0-2. So McCabe on first, 0-2 to the cleanup man, Celedonio. The pitch is checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal at the middle. He did not. Looked like he might have broke the plane there personally, but not my call. John Forster behind the plate tonight. Shane Sullivan on the bases. So McCabe now a sizable lead. Pabon behind the plate has really struggled defensively. But the pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball inside, and that retires the side. Owen Murphy takes the mound for his 7th start of the year when we come back. Green Jackets 0, Pelicans coming up on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Yeah.
Bottom of the first here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Green Jackets 0, Pelicans coming up. The Pelicans lead the Carolina League in batting average coming into today, hitting .250 even as a team. And they will line it up like this. Rafael Morel leads it off. Juan Mora bats second. Moises Ballesteros bats third. Felix Stevens hits cleanup today. Parker Shavers bats fifth. Miguel Fabrizio in the sixth spot. Miguel Pavon, the catcher, batted in seventh. Jefferson Encarnacion in the eight hole. And Ravi Garcia, who hit leadoff yesterday, slides down to the bottom of the order tonight, batting ninth. The righty Owen Murphy, 5'10", takes the mound. And the first pitch is in the zone for a strike at 91. Murphy 0-2 with 3.12 ERA, the number two overall prospect in the Braves organization. He whines for the 0-1 pitch. It is on the inside corner again at 91. Back-to-back fastballs to begin the outing. Going up against Rafael Morel. More righties in the lineup than we have seen this series so far for Myrtle Beach. The 0-2. Driven on a line to deep left field. This is trouble. It is back and it is gone. A no-doubter. That one leaves the stadium as it is now 1-0 Myrtle Beach. The first home run Owen Murphy has allowed this season. Just the second homer for Morel this year, and just like that, it is 1-0 Pelicans. Had him 0-2 and then lost him in a big way. So Juan Mora steps in and takes a strike. Mora tried to start a fight yesterday between the Green Jackets and Pelicans. He's been hit twice this series, 4-for-6 with 2 hit by pitches. The 0-1 popped up down the right field line, drifting foul and getting out of play. David McCabe's at third for the Green Jackets. Ambioris Tavares at short. Exposito at second. Janis at first. Tyler Collins is in left tonight. And Werkinger in center with Jair Casanova in right. Dawson Diamond is doing the catching this evening. The 0-2 pitch to Mora. Fouled off again down the right field line. So all strikes so far for Murphy, but the 0-2 pitch to Rafael Morel ended up well over the left field bleachers. And that's where we stand now. 1-0, no one out in the bottom of the first. The 0-2 fouled off once again. The 0-2. Breaking ball taken just outside. Good curveball there from Murphy, but didn't get the zone. One, two. Driven on a line to left field. Going in on it now is Collins, and he will make the catch. And there is the first out. The home run for Morel, 347 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat. So one away for Moises Ballesteros, the top catcher in the Cubs prospect ranks. He has been hitting well against the Green Jackets and well in general this series. He'll take a ball here. This series, 2-for-10 with an RBI and 3 walks, 7-for-24 in total against the Green Jackets. The 1-0 in the zone with the slider. It is 1-1. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Typically a very good Thursday through Sunday crowd in this tourist hotspot on the coast of South Carolina. The 1-1 fouled off into the netting 1-2. There have been storms all week. The teams have not been able to take batting practice on the field since this series began, but it seems like that weather is finally out of the area completely. The red flags on the beach have gone from 2 red flags signifying serious storm warning to just 1 red flag, meaning swim at your own risk. Murphy winds and delivers the 1-2. Taken up and away with a fastball. 91 there. 2-2. Fouled off into the netting on a fastball outside the zone. Dawson Diamond behind the plate tonight, meaning each catcher on the Green Jackets roster will have then caught two games. Tomorrow a doubleheader, likely both will catch in that one as well. 2-2. Grounded towards first, but foul. The first base coach, Corey Ray, had to back out of the way of that one and ends up ricocheting off the tarp. Finally, resting off the field. It had been on the field prior to game time today. Partly cloudy with a good bit of blue sky in the air. 2-2. Popped up and foul out of play. It's going to land in the suites and roll all the way back down. Yesterday's announced attendance was 2,000, but probably closer to 300 or 400 stuck around for first pitch after the hour and 40-minute delay, and even fewer stuck around till midnight when the game concluded. The 2-2, breaking ball, fouled off again. Excellent at bat here from Ballesteros on that curveball there. Murphy being made to work. The pitch grounded up the middle. Murphy actually will play it himself. He'll underhand to the bag for the out. Softly hit topper there. And that'll bring up Felix Stevens, the big Cuban who has been a menace defensively to the Green Jackets. At the plate, not a whole lot that he has done. Against the Green Jackets this year, now in his seventh game, he is 3-for-17. This series, he is 0-for-6 with 4 strikeouts. The first pitch to him, a slider, misses outside, 1-0. 1-0 Pelicans, the score here in the bottom of the first. A leadoff home run for Rafael Morel has given the home side the lead. The 1-0 to Stevens, cut on and missed. Stevens, 6'4", 235. A big body with big bat speed when he can make the contact. The 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, barely. Diamond tries to bring it back into the zone. So 2-1 on Stevens, batting with two away and no one on. The pitch popped up to right field. Going over is Casanova. He now backs up a little bit into the shade and makes the catch, losing his hat in the process. But a leadoff home run for Rafael Morel gives the Pelicans an early lead. It's 1-0 Myrtle Beach as we head to the second inning here in South Carolina.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in Myrtle Beach for the top of inning number two, the home run by Rafael Morel is second of the season is the difference right now. 1-0 Pelicans lead. That home run is the 27th home run allowed by the Green Jackets this year. Interestingly enough, they have hit the second most homers in the league. They have also now allowed the second most homers in the league as well. They've hit 26 and now allowed 27. They have hit 17 homers in May and now allowed 14 as well. Stepping in is Justin Janis to lead it off. The lefty slaps this one foul into the Green Jackets dugout. Janis this series has been all over the field. He is 5-for-9 with 4 walks and a hit by pitch. As the 0-1 slider misses outside, 1-1. So Janis has reached base now 10 times in the 14 times he stepped up there. The 1-1. Driven to left field, but shallow. Drifting foul now, and landing just out of play. One and two on Janis. Janis is a lefty, but he hits 500 against left-handed pitching as well, with five runs batted in, three walks, and just three strikeouts for the Illinois product. Ferris, the lefty, back out to the mound for the second inning of work. The 1-2, taken high and wide. Two-two pitch. Slice down the left field line, but into the netting. Foul. So 2-2 to the leadoff man here for the Green Jackets. The pitch, breaking ball, caught on and missed. Change up in the dirt, and Janis goes down on strikes. Three strikeouts now for Ferris. Exposito, the next up, he'll take a fastball high and wide for a ball. As Exposito, this series, 3 for 12, but 7 strikeouts, the big number there. And he'll swing and miss here, it's 1-1. Exposito, another guy who matches lefties. He is 417 against them so far this season, hitting 286 on the year. The 1-1, taken just high, 2-1. 268 rather than 286. Got those numbers mixed up. The 2-1. Curveball backs him off. 3-1 taken inside. 75 miles an hour there on that big looping breaking ball. No one on. One away. And the 3-1 pitch. Outside and wide. Ball 4. A 5-pitch walk here puts Exposito aboard. And that'll bring up Tyler Collins, yesterday's best performer offensively for the Green Jackets. Had a double and an RBI walk, drove in three. 2 for 7 on the series with four runs batted in. And now's an interesting time, down a run, see if the Green Jackets test Miguel Pabon behind the plate. He has been really, really struggling from a defensive standpoint as the catcher. The first pitch here fouled off by the lefty Collins. He has thrown out just four base runners who have been trying to steal this year and allowed 48 successful. So 4 of 52. A little bit under 8% on the season. 0-1. Right down the middle with a fastball at 93. It's 0-2. Big lead for Exposito off the bat. The pitch is fouled off. Half swing there from Collins. Collins got his first two runs batted in against lefties on Tuesday night. Rather, his first run batted in of the season against lefties on Tuesday night. Hitting 217 against them. Hitting 204 on the year overall. Pickoff throw comes to first. Exposito back in with a head first slide. Being held on by Miguel Fabrizio. Got the night off yesterday. Outfield is playing fairly shallow here. It is a pitcher's park. 0-2. Breaking ball misses inside. 1-2. Didn't miss by much. Tried to front door it instead of back dooring it. Meaning trying to get it to land in on that hip. And the 1-2. Taken high. Snap throw back down to first. Nothing doing. So 2-2 the count. Exposito still leading at first. He's thinking about going. It's line to short. Flipped to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Exposito thought about the delayed steal there and then got caught halfway between first and second. And probably lucky that it ended up bouncing on the grass because it would have turned into a line out double play. Instead, Collins beats it out and it'll become just the force out at second. So Collins is now on board. And Dawson Diamond next to the plate. Tyler Collins leads the Green Jackets in steals. First pitch to Diamond is taken in the dirt. Collins, 13 of 15 on the season. Already has one stolen base and one caught stealing this year. Rather, this series, excuse me. Diamond, the other day, went 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. He did drive in a run on a sacrifice fly. And we might have an issue here at first base with Tyler Collins, as he is being checked on now by both Cody Gabella and Jesus Aviles, the trainer. And it looks like he's shaking his left leg. And we'll see if he is able to continue here in the top of the frame. On the bench, the Green Jackets do have Andrew Keck and Bryson Worrell, both of whom can play in left field where he is currently stationed. The other options on the bench would be Nick Clarno and Francisco Floyd, which is unlikely. Clarno a catcher and Floyd an infielder. And Collins is going to try and run it off down that first base line. Collins did miss a good amount of time last year with injuries. In fact, all but 8 games last year he spent down in Florida hurt, and still being checked on, and they're going to keep him in the game, it looks like. So just a precaution more than anything else, and luckily he is able to continue as he continues to test it out. As Gabella and Aviles go back to the dugout. 1-0 the count on Dawson Diamond, the California native. The 1-0. Fouled off, 1-1. Collins, a decent lead off of first. And the 1-1 misses down and in. Diamond has struggled against lefties on the year, just 1-for-9 with 4 strikeouts. Limited sample size, though. Two away here. Pickoff throw comes to first. Collins on first with 2 outs. 1-0 the score. Pelicans on top over the Green Jackets. Collins is going. The pitch is in the dirt for a ball. It gets away, and the catcher can't locate it. Collins would have had that base stolen easily. Collins looks like he's in some pain, and he's then now bent over on the base and still testing out that foot. I'm not sure if it was something on the play up the line, but certainly seems to be grimacing a little bit. But he does get credited with that stolen base. And the count's 3-1 on Diamond. The pitch is taken high, ball 4. So 2 aboard now and 2 away, as that's going to bring out the pitching coach here, Bruce Billings, who's had a lot of work to do this series, as everyone will converge in the infield around the youngster Jackson Ferris. A couple of walks so far this inning. Collins still testing out that foot out there at second base. Ferris out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, was an Ole Miss commit. Also at one point in time a North Carolina State commit, but when you go in the second round to a team that's willing to pay way over the odds for you, that path can sometimes be a little bit more appealing. So Jair Casanova hitting .242 is next to the plate. 15 runs batted in the month of May, leaves the league, and he takes a ball down and in. Ferris has labored a little bit through this inning, now up to 43 pitches on the day. Collins off of second, Diamond off of first. The 1-0. Breaking ball gets away. It goes off the chest plate of Pabon, and everyone will advance a base. That was a curveball in the dirt. We'll see if they charge it as a wild pitch. It bounced in front of the plate, and Pabon, the catcher, had to go off his chest plate and to the side. 73 miles an hour on that breaking ball. So 2-0 the count on Casanova, the nine man. with Collins on third and Diamond on second. The wind and the pitch, grounded towards short. Fielded on two hops by the shortstop Morel, his throw to first. Short hops Fabrizio, but he's able to make the play and retire the side. The Green Jackets leave two runners in scoring position, but make Ferris work a little bit. To the bottom of the second we go, it is Green Jackets 0, Pelicans 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the second inning here in Myrtle Beach, 1-0 the score, Pelicans on top. Green Jackets did get two base runners courtesy of a couple of walks and a fielder's choice and ended up getting them to second and third, but Jair Casanova, who leads the Carolina League in runs batted in this month, ended up grounding out to short to finish off the frame. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Parker Chavers is the man stepping in to lead it off as the Pelicans got a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first from Rafael Morel and then went down in order with the next three batters, but that one is the difference so far. A hit apiece for each side as the lefty Chavers steps in, 0-for-9 this series. And I'll take the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. Chavers has been abysmal against Augusta at the bat. 1-for-22 now against the Green Jackets. Defensively, he has been outstanding. The 0-1 taken high, 1-and-1. He's made a number of sliding catches in left field, and he's been all over the place. The 1-1, tipped foul off the mask of Diamond to the backstop. The 1-2, caught on and missed, strike three. Got him on a high fastball, and Chavers goes down on strikes. This has got to be something of a dilemma for Murphy, a Chicago kid pitching against a Chicago team, but talked to him beforehand about his rooting interests, and he is more of a White Sox guy, he tells me. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Oh, and one on Fabrizio. The pitch is taken down low. 1-1. Didn't miss by much. Fabrizio, another guy who has really struggled against the Green Jackets. 2-for-20 against Augusta. The 1-1. Grounded towards the middle of the diamond and threw for a base hit. Having said that, a slow worm burner gets all the way into right field, and Fabrizio is aboard with a single. The Green Jackets had shifted a little bit and were playing towards the first base line. Otherwise, that would have been an easy ground out. So Miguel Pabon, the catcher, next to the plate. The righty with Fabrizio on first steps into the box, and the first pitch to him is a strike. It's 0-1. Pabon 0-for-3 this series. 3-for-13 against the Green Jackets, all things considered. He reached base safely in the first 11 games he played this season. 0-1. Popped up, foul, and out of play. Pabon hit .324 in April, but has cooled off since then. Fabrizio on first has got a big lead. The 0-2. Grounded up the middle, could be two. Exposito field, sidearm flip to Tavares for one on the first. In time, double play. 4-6-3, and that'll end the second inning as the Green Jackets defense continues to shine here as the sun's finally coming out in Myrtle Beach as well. 4-6-3, double play ends it. To the third we go on the Green Jackets radio network. Jackets down 1-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the third inning here in Myrtle Beach. Green Jackets trailing 1-0 to the Pelicans. And for the first time this year, the Green Jackets are going to be facing someone with Major League Baseball experience on the mound. Jordan Holloway, who has joined the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for just this outing, is making a rehab appearance here today. 15 Major League games on his line. Has been bouncing back and forth between AAA and the majors the last couple of years. Ambioris Tavares leads it off and rolls over on 1-3. It is a foul ball. Holloway's major league career stats, 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA in almost 40 innings of work. This is his first appearance of the season after being signed by the Cubs this offseason. He's expected to work just an inning tonight before taking the first flight back to Iowa. The 0-1. Slider in for a strike. 20th rounder out of Ralston Valley High School in Arvada, Colorado. Made his MLB debut almost 3 years ago. And he's got Tavares in an 0-2 count here to begin the third inning. The pitch. Caught on and missed. Filthy slider. And he goes down on strike. So one away here in the top of the third. 1-0 Pelicans on top. Green Jackets now playing against a major leaguer or a former major leaguer. That 26 years of age is Holloway. And Ethan Werkinger next to the dish. First pitch hits him. And the sixth man to get hit this series for the Green Jackets is Ethan Werkinger, and he wore that one on the elbow at 95. He's taking a little bit of his time to catch his breath and is now going to begin to walk down to first as he still is actually taking off his elbow guard and now will walk down to first. Yesterday, the Pelicans got hit a couple times after the Green Jackets had already been hit twice, and well, Juan Mora, the Pelicans player who got hit, ended up trying to start a brawl that had the bullpens come out, but then everyone went back and things sort of resolved. The Green Jackets have been hit 7 times in 3 games and 2 innings. David McCabe next up. He takes a fastball for a strike as Werkinger is on first. 1-0 the score. Pelicans in the lead. The Green Jackets have been hit by 15 pitches in their 16 games this month. Yo, one. Checked his swing. It goes all the way to the backstop, and Werkinger will advance to second pretty comfortably on that pitch in the dirt. So the Green Jackets have the tying run in scoring position here in the top of inning number three. Major leaguer Jordan Holloway on the mound. Technically on their AAA roster, but 15 games worth of major league experience. The 1-1. Line to center field, but hanging up for the center fielder Chavers to play it, and not deep enough to advance Werkinger to third. So two away now for Jeremy Celedonio, who struck out back in the first. 2-for-9 this series, hitting well under 200, but leading the Green Jackets in home runs. The Green Jackets, by the way, have now been hit 16 times in the month of May. Myrtle Beach has been hit 4 times this month, which is just a pretty stark difference, and makes it even more funny that Myrtle Beach were the ones trying to possibly get something started yesterday from a brouhaha perspective, so to speak. Werkinger, who got hit by a pitch, is now on second base. Celedonio down in the count 0-1 with two away. The entire field now in shadows. Plenty of nice golden hour sunlight up above. 0-1. Line to center field for a base hit. They're going to wave around Werkinger. He hits third. He's coming to the plate. The throw in is cut off by the catcher Pavone, and it drops out of his glove and goes to the backstop as the Green Jackets tie it up 1-1 on an RBI double from Jeremy Celedonio. His 20th run batted into the year. Werkinger scored comfortably. The throw from center field was way offline. And the Green Jackets have tied it up 1-1. They might score that a single, and then that he advanced on the throw. We'll see how it goes. Either way, it will be a run batted in. He took that one straight away to center field, and that'll bring up Justin Janis, struck out his first time up. 1-1 now the score, and the pitch. Cut on and missed. Tied him up inside in the low 90s there. The 0-1, caught on and missed again, went back to the same pitch, and he's down in the count 0-2. Janis had to step out and get a new bat. And the count 0-2, Celedonio on second. The pitch, fouled off. They have given it a single for Celedonio rather than a double, and that he advances on the throw. But it's an RBI single, and it ties us up at one apiece here in the top of the third. Celedonio off of second base. 0-2 still the count on the lefty Janis. The pitch taken up and away. 95 miles an hour there, and it's 1-2. Janis leads the team in average, hitting exactly 300. Got his first home run of the year last Sunday, a solo shot to right in the eighth inning as the pitcher Holloway will step off. Jordan Holloway looking to finish up this rehab assignment and get back up to AAA, where he's expected to begin his season. The pitch here, slider on the outside corner called strike three. But the Green Jackets not fazed by facing a guy with major league experience. And we head to the bottom of the third. Jackets have tied it up. It is Green Jackets 1, Pelicans 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the bottom of the third, Green Jackets and Pelicans now all tied up at one. But guess that's the last we're going to see of Holloway. Only scheduled for one inning of work. He'll now get up to the airport tomorrow morning and fly back to Des Moines, where the Chicago Cubs AAA team is located. Jeremy Celedonio singles home the tying run against a former major league pitcher, which is great to see. So Owen Murphy returns to the mound for his third inning of work. Murphy, 32 pitches with a strikeout through two innings. He has given up two hits, one of which was a home run. Jefferson Encarnacion, the lefty, leads it off and takes the first pitch, swinging, pops it up, foul and out of play. Encarnacion has really struggled against the Green Jackets, 1 for 21 with 10 strikeouts. This series, 0 for 9 with 4 strikeouts. Hitting .225 with a couple of homers on the year. Playing in right field tonight. 0-1. Taken down low with a slider, it is 1-1. Temperatures have dropped just a little bit here. And the 1-1 on the inside corner for a strike. It is 71 degrees. It has been up to the 80s. And the rain, I think, the rain and the wind took it away. The wind is blowing out to center field still at about 15 miles an hour. So a very windy evening. The 1-2. Caught on and missed, strike three. Got him with some high cheese, and Encarnacion couldn't resist a nibble as he goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the day for Owen Murphy.
Next up for the second baseman, number 22,
Ravage
Garcia.
So next up, Ravage Garcia, the Mexican middle infielder, playing at second base today. His name, Rivage, is Javier, spelled backwards, and that's why he is named as such. His dad didn't want to name him Junior, so they changed it up instead. And one of the more interesting names you'll come across, and a good story behind it to boot. Owen Murphy misses wide with the next pitch. It is 1-1. Garcia, very squat in his batting stance out of the left-hand side. The 1-1. Sliced foul down the left-field line over the Tiki Pit. There is a Tiki Pit in this ballpark. It's technically called the Tito's Handmade Vodka Sand Beach, or something like that. Down the left-field line, where fans can sit in the beach chairs and enjoy a drink at a beach bar. 1-2, caught on and missed. Back to the high fastball again. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin this bottom of the third for Owen Murphy. Three strikeouts, all swinging, and that'll bring up Rafael Morel, who was down in the count 0-2 and ended up homering on the third pitch of the at-bat. A kid in the stands just said, "Hit another one." I appreciate the attention to detail as he steps in and takes a strike on the outside corner. Infield back, outfield back here, and outfield shifted to center. A one. Grounded up the middle. Murphy knocks it down with his glove. He's got time to pick it up and underhand to first for the out that retires the side. Murphy gets him 1-2-3. He has retired all but one of the last 10 batters he has faced. And we head to the top of the fourth, all tied up at one here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With Wow Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Wow Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We've got another pitching change. The third pitcher of the game for the home Myrtle Beach Pelicans comes into the game. Braden Noriega enters, the lefty with a very interesting backstory and the numbers that don't quite match the stuff that he has on display. It'll be another lefty for the Green Jackets to face, and EJ Exposito steps in to lead it off. Noriega, a five-pitch mix, and he finds the inside corner with a strike to get us underway. Born in the Dominican Republic, drafted out of high school last year. As Exposito checks his swing and holds up at the second pitch, a fastball at 90. Pitched in the draft league last year for the West Virginia Black Bears. He's a teammate of Cedric DeGrand Prix. 1-1. On the inside corner for a strike. Exposito doesn't like the call. Looks like it did just get the paint. And the 1-2. Fouled off. Noriega so far this year has struggled a little bit. Not the greatest of numbers, but he throws everything from a fastball to a sinker, a slider, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. Most guys at this level don't even have three pitch mixes. The 1-2. Slider misses way inside. So Brandon Noriega, a 7.62 ERA coming into today as well. And the count's 2-2 to Exposito. The pitch inside backed him off with a sinker there. So a full count to Exposito, who walked his first time up. He is in leading it off. We're all tied up at one here in the top of the fourth on a beautiful Friday night. 3-2, line down the left field line, but foul. Seventh appearance of the year for Noriega on the bump. He's thrown 13 innings worth of ball this year, 20 strikeouts with a whip of 2.38. Just shockingly high, in large part because he has walked 19 men. He's given up 12 hits. But walked 19, and this one will miss for a ball. So make it the 20th walk. He's now walked 20 and struck out 20 on the season as Exposito takes a free pass for the second time, and that'll bring up Tyler Collins. Exposito, by the way, has played every game so far this series. The speedy lefty, Tyler Collins, next up to the plate. And the first pitch to him misses way outside for a ball. Last outing for Noriega came 5 days ago. He went 2 2/3 innings of work, gave up two hits, no runs, walked two, and struck out a pair. The 1-0 in the dirt. Snap throw back to first from Pabon. Not particularly testing there of EJ Exposito. Mentioned it before, but Base runners are now stealing at a clip of 93% against Pabon. They are 49 of 53 after Collins stole second back in the second. 2-0 pitch outside, 3-0. Against the Green Jackets earlier this year, Noriega went 2 3 innings, gave up one hit and one run, but he walked five while striking out two. A 3-0 count here on Tyler Collins. The pitch gets the outside corner. Very generous call there. That was 3 inches outside of our electronic strike zone, courtesy of Hawkeye Innovations, that we use to get pitch speed, exit velocity, and more. But 3-1 the count on Collins. The pitch, line to left, slicing foul and getting over towards the parking lot. So the count goes full, back-to-back full counts here. A running count without a doubt for EJ Exposito, with the bases loaded. Excuse me, with a full count. The pitch, outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks here to begin this inning, and the Green Jackets have two aboard for Dawson Diamond. Two speedy men aboard as well, we might say. Two of the fastest guys on the team. First pitch to Diamond, inside. So not the greatest start here for Noriega. He has now thrown 15 pitches. Just five of them have been strikes. Two aboard, no one out. The 1-0 to Diamond, lined up the middle and through for a base hit into center field. They are going to wave around Exposito from second. It gets underneath the glove of Chavers. Exposito scores. Diamond gets to second. Collins to third. And the Green Jackets take the lead on an RBI single from Dawson Diamond. Looked like we were going to have maybe a close play at the plate, but Chavers, when he went to pick up the ball, dropped it. And I think we're going to get a single and an error here. It'll be an RBI regardless for Diamond, but cut on and miss. Tavares, a huge swing and miss. Tavares now riding an 0-17 with 7 strikeouts in his last 5 games. Noriega the pitch, fouled off, and it is 1-2. So 2-2. Pitch here is taken high for a ball. So a full count on Tavares with Casanova on first and Collins on third. A run home for the Green Jackets this inning. They also scored last inning in the third. They have now taken a lead here, 2-1, and a chance for more. 3-2, inside and low. And that should put Tavares aboard. I guess the count was incorrect there, so now it is a full count. The board had it up as 3-2. I had it 3-2 in my mind as well, but sometimes we make mistakes. The pitch here tipped into the mitt, strike three. Two strikeouts now for Tavares as the offer continues. He's now 0-18 with 8 strikeouts in his last 5 games. And that'll bring up Ethan Werkner, who got hit by a pitch and scored back in the third. Runners on the corners now with two away going up against Brandon Noriega. And the first pitch swung on and missed. Boisterous crowd here tonight. Tomorrow, a doubleheader before Sunday's series finale. Time of first pitch tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. for game one. The 0-1. Line to right field, drifting foul and hanging up but getting in towards the picnic area, and it will bounce off the roof of the Wrigley Grill down the right field line. Both Augusta and Myrtle Beach come into the game today with records of 17 and 18, meaning one of these teams will end up at 500 by the time the game is over. Pickoff throw comes to first. It gets away and gets over the tarp onto the netting, and the run comes in to score. Casanova trying to go from first to third. The throw has him beat by a mile, and now he's backpedaling towards second base, and he gets tagged out. But the Green Jackets are going to score another run, as coming in from third on an error, a pickoff error from Noriega, is Collins. So after all of that, the Green Jackets end up scoring two here in the fourth to take a three-run lead into the bottom of inning number four. Back in a moment, Murphy back to the mound. We come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the fourth, Green Jackets now on top, 3-1. Two runs come in the top of the frame, courtesy of an RBI single from Dawson Diamond and a pickoff error on pitcher Noriega. Juan Mora leads it off. He grounds the first pitch, foul down the third base line into the dugout of the Green Jackets. I think John Carlos Lara was standing on the edge of the dugout fence there, and he had to drop into a defensive position there to avoid getting hit by that one, as manager Buddy Bailey picks up that ball down the third baseline. Mora flew out his first time up. The 0-1, he squares the bunt and pulls it back to take a strike on the inside corner. Juan Mora began the year in High A South Bend. The 0-2, taken just outside and low, and the count goes to 1-2. He was just 3 for 26 there, though, so they sent him back down to Myrtle Beach, where he has been excellent back in low A, hoping to get back to high A in the near future. The pitch here, flown to right field, but shallow. Coming in is Casanova. He's tracking it, and he will make the catch. That one hung up for quite some time, but the first out of the inning is in the books. And Moises Ballesteros is next up. Ballesteros grounded out to the pitcher in the first. Starting tonight, by the way, in Gwinnett, as the AAA Gwinnett Stripers take on the Memphis Redbirds this evening, is 20-year-old A.J. Smith-Shaver. As Ballesteros lines this one to center, and coming in to make the catch is Werkner on a line. A.J. Smith-Shaver pitched the entirety of last season in low A. Started off the year with three excellent outings in high A. They promoted him to double A. He only needed two starts there before they said, we've seen enough, to triple A you go. And he is far and away the youngest pitcher at the triple A level, and he'll become one of the youngest players in the major leagues when he gets called up later this year, which is a matter of when rather than if at this point, as Felix Stevens steps in and takes a strike. Stevens flew out to right to end the first. The 0-1 pitch caught on and missed, a nasty slider. So Stevens down in the count 0-2, but Smith Shaver, 20 years of age, getting a chance at AAA, a sign of his talent and things to come. As the 0-2 pitch misses in the dirt, 1-2. So Murphy gets the sign from Diamond. And the 1-2. Crushed to left field, but well foul. That one probably went 400 feet, but it ended up foul to, 399 feet, 108 off the bat. That was blasted, but just got out in front of it and opened up that shoulder and drilled it foul. Still 1-2, no one on, with two away here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch fouled off. Stevens opened up his shoulder again, but was just able to get that bat to it to stay alive. Murphy trying to retire the side in order here in the fourth. And the 1-2. Caught on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball in the dirt. Four strikeouts now for Owen Murphy. He has retired the side in order in two straight frames. To the fifth we go. Jackets up a pair, 3-1. When we come back, top of the fifth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Sun is setting, but still light enough that it's not completely dark, as the Green Jackets have a 3-1 lead here going into the top of the fifth. Brandon Noriega remains on the mound here for the Pelicans. He gave up a couple of runs last inning. Ethan Werkner steps in to lead it off. He was at the plate when that throwing error occurred that scored a run but also resulted in an out, as Noriega misses over the head of the catcher to begin this frame. Noriega has been erratic, to say the least. Just 13 strikes on 26 pitches, as the 1-0 comes in and is socked to deep left center field. Going back is Chavers at the warning track. He looks up. It's off the wall, and it bounces off the yellow line. Werkner is into second base comfortably with a leadoff double. 102 miles an hour off the bat of Ethan Werkner, as he is into scoring position now with no one out. That was smoked. As next to the plate, David McCabe, 1-for-2 with a flyout and a single. First pitch to McCabe, taken high, ball one. McCabe has been on a hot streak as of late. last series, he went 11 for 25. That's 440. 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. So far this series, he is 4 for 7 with 4 walks. So he has been getting on base at a real nice clip. The 2-0, taken outside, 3-0. McCabe has raised his average back to 267. It was down to 220 after starting off the year in the high threes. 3-0 the count here with Workinger on second. The pitch is taken high, ball four. So a double and a walk to begin this inning. And Noriega, who was maybe a little bit fortunate to escape with just the two runs allowed his last inning, already has two aboard here with no one out. Last inning, the Green Jackets scored two runs on a single and a throwing error, but they also made an out at third and a second out at third. Commonly referred to as two outs at third, so to speak, but one of them was a base-running miscommunication where two men tried to stay at third base at the same time. The other one was on the error. The Green Jackets were trying to go from first to third after the run had already come in to score and ended up getting thrown out there instead. So for the second straight inning, first and second, no one out. Stepping in and taking a strike is Celedonio, who drove home the first run of the game for the Green Jackets with an RBI single in the third. 1 for 2 on the day. His team leading 20th runs batted in of the year. And he will avoid this one. He nearly hit him in the foot. Looked like he might have gotten hit there. Instead, he jumped out of the way. 18th run batted in, rather, of the year for Celedonio. 5 home runs leads the team. The 1-1. Cut on and missed. Got him on a sinker, and it's 1-2. No one away here in the top of this fifth inning. And the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, taken for a ball. Celedonio, a 3-2 outcomes kind of player, second on the team in strikeouts, first in walks, and first in home runs. But that is a formula that will play big league level. The 2-2. Crushed to deep left field, going back is Stevens at the warning track. He reaches up at the fence, and it is gone! Home run number 6 for Jeremy Celedonio. 21 runs batted in on the year, and the Green Jackets have blown this game wide open. A moonshot to left for Celedonio, and it is 6-1 Green Jackets. Stevens at the wall, thought about jumping up and trying to bring that one back in, but it landed 4 rows deep in the left field bleachers. His second homer of the series, 361 feet. And the Jackets are now up 5. They've hung 6 runs on the Pelicans in the last 2 innings plus.
Now batting the first baseman, number 55, Justin Janis.
Justin Janis next to the dish. And he will line this one to left field. Stevens going over towards foul territory. He reaches up and he drops the ball. It is a foul ball, but Stevens goes over the railing out there and needs to be helped back up. I love the effort there from Stevens, who is almost able to make a spectacular play. And the trainer is going to come out and take a look at Stevens here as the entire team is going over there to left field to check on him. He went in real hard into that plastic fence out there, and the training staff is out to check on him. He is walking it off under his own power right now, but going out there, Maggie Lowenhar, the athletic trainer on this team. Celedonio, his 3-run home run gives him a 4 RBI game. Janis fouls this one off and remains at the count 0-2. Stevens remains in the game after getting up following that foul. Green Jackets now up 6-1, six unanswered runs since the first inning here. The top of the fifth, the 0-2 off the outside corner. Good eye by Janis. One-two, checked his swing. Did he go? They appealed to first. He did not. Tough spot again for the first base umpire to make that call with a lefty at the plate. As the 2-2 misses outside, and the count goes full. So a full count to Janis. Still no one out here in this frame. A double and a walk, and then a three-run home run for Celedonio is what we've seen so far. The payoff pitch to Janis fouled off once again. Three-two, taken up and away, ball four. So Janis is aboard for the first time. He struck out in each of his first two plate appearances today. And there's still no one out for EJ Exposito, who has a pair of walks already tonight. A tough situation to be in here for the Pelicans, who have a pitcher who has clearly lost the mound and the feel for the strike zone right now, as Bruce Billings, the pitching coach, comes out to chat with Noriega. But with a doubleheader tomorrow, you need as many fresh arms as possible. Janis on first. Exposito, two walks today. He also scored back in the fourth. He led off last inning with a walk and was driven home by Dawson Diamond. So no one away. And the first pitch, inside and high. Noriega just not close to the zone. Now up to 46 pitches, just 20 in the strike zone. The 1-0, taken down low, 2-0. And there is a pitcher up and throwing in the bullpen. It will be the fourth pitcher used in this game by the Pelicans so far. The 2-0. Sock to center, but high and in playable territory for Chavers, the center fielder, who backs up to make the catch. So the first out of the inning comes on that fly out by Exposito. And that'll bring up Tyler Collins. He is 0-for-1, a ground out and a walk. He did score the third run of the game for the Green Jackets. First pitch to Collins, up and away. The 1-0 pitch, taken high at 2-0. That one at 93, but again, not close to the zone and no need to swing here. One on, one away, three runs home this half inning. The 2-0 pitch, outside and low, missed by a foot and a half, not even close. The Green Jackets got three runs on a Jeremy Celedonio three-run shot. The 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. Three and one, The lefty Noriega going on the lefty Collins. Janis a two-step lead off of first. The pitch is swung on and missed. And the count goes full. See if Janis tries anything here on the base path with a full count and one away. The pitch outside and low in the dirt, ball four. Back-to-back walks here, and the Green Jackets have runners at first and second, still with just one out, and that is going to do it for Noriega's day. And boy, is that line a rough one or what. As of right now, he's responsible for the two men on base, an inning and a third of work, three hits, five runs all earned, five walks, one strikeout and the homer. And, of course, a massive to be continued with two aboard and one away. Back with a pitching change when we come back. Green Jackets now up 5-6-1 here in the fifth.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Pitching change here in the top of the fifth inning as the Green Jackets have runners on first and second with just one out. It is Yovani Cabrera in to pitch now, and he's got quite a mess to deal with here as Noriega leaves the game through inning and a third, walks six, gives up at least five runs and counting with three hits, a single, a double, and a homer. So Yovani Cabrera, the Dominican-born righty, 22 years of age, steps in. He is 0-2 this year, 17 innings of work, a 3.18 ERA, been one of their better bullpen arms. Last year, made 10 appearances down here, all in relief. And he's got an 0-1 count here on Dawson Diamond, who drove home a run his last time up. Janis on second, Tyler Collins on first, one out. They both walked. Diamond got his seventh run batted in his last time up. The 0-1 checked his swing but went around on a breaking ball in the dirt. Big leads for Janis and Collins off of second and first. 0-2. Ooh, breaking ball slipped, nearly got Diamond in the helmet. So now 1-2 with a righty Diamond at the dish. The pitch, breaking ball inside and low. Good stop by Pavon behind the plate. So four pitchers now into the night are the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Their starter, Ferris, went two. And the 2-2. Sliced foul down the right field line out of play. Jackson Holloway, who is a former major leaguer, now in AAA, making a rehab appearance, went just the one inning, which is according to plan for him. But Noriega just an inning and a third, and now Cabrera in as the fourth man today. In the top of the fifth, the 2-2 pitch to Diamond is incoming. Swung on and missed, strike three. And that puts two away, and that'll bring up Jair Casanova, 0-for-2 today. Still leads the league with 15 runs batted in this month. A good chance for some more. He'll take the first pitch low and away for a ball. Casanova now hitting .235. 16 runs batted in on the season. Just a couple off of Celedonio for the team lead. The 1-0 pitch. Taken up in the zone, 2-0. He has been swinging a good bat and making loud contact pretty much every time he has been at the plate in the month of May. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball drifts over the inside part of the plate for a called strike. The 2-1 to Casanova. Flown to right center field and shallow, drifting towards the foul line now, dropping quickly, but caught up against the netting by the right fielder Encarnacion. But the Green Jackets send 8 men to the plate, and they get 3 of them home, courtesy of Celedonio's 3-run home run. Jackets up in this one by a score of 6-1. To the bottom of the 5th we go on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Murphy back out here for the bottom of the fifth and now pitching with a comfortable lead. It is 6-1. Green Jackets on top. He's got Parker Chavers in to lead it off. Who takes a first pitch ball. Change up in the dirt. Murphy has retired the last 7 men he has faced and now 11 to the last 12, but he did get a double play in there as well. The 1-0 cut on and missed. So 1-1. Chavers 0-for-10 this series. And the 1-1 popped up near the pitcher's mound. Should be the shortstop's ball. Tavares calling for it. He moves to his right and makes the catch with his glove down by his waist. And a nice little flip out of the glove there to Exposito. So another man up and another man down. Murphy has been cruising. Just 54 pitches now through 4 1/3. Miguel Fabrizio, who singled and then got caught up in a double play, is next to the plate, and he swings and misses at the first pitch, 86 miles an hour from Murphy. And the 0-1, cut on and missed. Murphy is pitching with some real intensity and cut to his game right now. The 0-2 fouled off down the left field line. No one on, one away here in the bottom of inning number 5. The 0-2 grounded towards third. McCabe dives, but he can't get there, and it's into left field for another slow base hit. Fabrizio has hit just these absolutely perfectly placed ground balls with not a whole lot of speed behind them, but both of them have found the soft spaces in the Green Jackets infield, and he is aboard, breaking a long string of consecutive outs. So a man on first with one away for Miguel Pabon, who grounded into an inning-ending double play back in the second. He'll take the first pitch for a strike. Fabrizio, a three-step lead off of first. Pickoff throw comes over. Janis doesn't even apply the tag. Runners going. The 0-1 taken for a strike, and Diamond didn't have a throw, so he did not attempt it. So in to second with a stolen base is Fabrizio. The count is 0-2 on Pabon. The pitch. Cut on and missed. Slider in the dirt. Fifth strikeout of the day for Owen Murphy, and there are now two away here in the bottom of the fifth as Murphy looks to potentially put himself in line for what would be his first win of the year. As Jefferson Encarnacion looks at a changeup low for ball one. Fabrizio still on second with two away. 6-1 the score here as this one swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Green Jackets scored once in the third, twice in the fourth, and three times in the fifth. If you're a man who believes in patterns, that would suggest that they're due for four in the sixth, but we know how those things go. The count 1-1. The pitch. Line to right, but caught by Exposito at second base to retire the side. So Owen Murphy gets through five innings after allowing the leadoff home run without allowing another run to cross the plate. We head to inning number 6. Green Jackets on top by a score of 6-1. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Top of the sixth inning here as Ambioris Tavares steps in to lead it off. 6-1 the score. Green Jackets on top over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Cabrera remaining on the mound here for the Pelicans as Tavares chops the first one foul. The 0-1 fouled off. It's now 0-2. As Tavares is looking to break out of this slump, he is 0 for 3 today, 0 for his last 18 with 8 strikeouts in that time. And the 0-2, caught on and missed, to hat trick of strikeouts for Tavares, and his rough May continues. First out, and that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger, who is 1 for 2, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a double. He has scored twice so far. Last time up, he doubled to deep center fields. First pitch here, sliced down the right field line, but foul. No one on, one away. The 0-1 fouled off again. That one got the umpire on the waist on its way back. Cabrera looking to put away Werkinger here. Werkinger here is the 0-2. Misses down and in. This one is given a ride to deep left field. Going back is Stevens at the warning track. He reaches up and it is gone. Werkinger joins the home run party. He gets his fifth of the year, a solo shot that leaves the ballpark over the left center field bleachers. The Green Jackets extend the lead to 7-1. .375 off the bat of Ethan Werkinger at 100 miles an hour. And that puts the Jackets up 6 here. With one away, and that brings up Janice, who takes a strike. The 0-1, breaking ball, misses outside, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Outside and low, now 2-1. Janice so far today, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Two one, checked his swing, but it's in the zone. No one aboard, a run home now in this frame, and the 2-2. Grounded up the middle off the glove of the pitcher, Cabrera, who picks it up and throws to first for the out. Now 2 away. Excuse me, that was David McCabe rather than Justin Janis. So 2 outs, and Jeremy Celedonio next to bat. Celedonio is 2 for 3, an RBI single, a strikeout, and that 3-run home run back in the fifth to left field. The first pitch here taken up and in. The 1-0. Curveball drops in for strike 1-1. The 1-1 pitch fouled off, popped high in the air and towards the concourse, out of play. And the 1-2 swung on and missed, and Celedonio is down on strikes for the second time. Well, only one hit this inning for the Green Jackets, but the one is a home run that puts the Jackets up 6. 7-1 now the score as we head to the bottom of inning number 6. Back in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the bottom of the sixth, Owen Murphy's night is done. 5 innings of work for him, 5 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 run, and it came on that home run that led off the game. So after that, he was more or less perfect. He gave up 2 infield, well, ground ball singles that could easily have been outs under different circumstances. First pitch here from Jared Johnson, who is in to replace him, misses high. Johnson, the flamethrower, into the game. Just the second pitcher the Green Jackets have used today. The 1-0 in the zone for a strike, 1-1. Johnson can sit anywhere from 92 to 99 on that fastball, and that one in at 94. Last time out, went 3 1/3 innings, did give up a home run, 3 hits, and 3 runs with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch, line to right center field, dropping quickly, Casanova going over for it, and Workinger, the center fielder, will make the catch instead. Hidden to that no man's land in that power alley, but it is indeed caught for the out. Rafael Morel next to the plate. He homered in the first and grounded out in the third. Righties against Johnson have struggled. They are hitting just 143 with 13 strikeouts against him. Lefties are hitting almost 300. In a couple outings this year, he has struck out 6 batters. And the first pitch here is in for a strike. Johnson, a big, tall righty, 6'4", 220. Was able to hit triple digits in the COVID year. The 0-1. Grounded sharply towards third. McCabe fields it on a couple of bounces, sets his feet, throws, and gets the out at first. Nice play there by the third baseman, McCabe. He hasn't had a ton of action so far today. A lot of flyouts that Murphy was able to induce, and 2 groundouts, but those 2 groundouts came to Murphy, the pitcher himself. So Juan Mora comes up to bat, no one on, no one home, two away. First pitch to Mora, misses outside 1-0. Mora so far today 0-2, a couple of flyouts. The 1-0, caught on and missed, fooled badly there was Mora. 94 that time on a fastball low. The 1-1, waved at and missed, a slider way outside of the zone. Mora all out of sorts. The 1-2 pitch bounces in the dirt. Diamond blocks it down with his chest protector. So 2-2 on Mora with two away. Johnson gets the sign, the pitch. Fastball taken outside, and the count goes full. 95 there from Jared Johnson. And the 3-2 bounces in there, so it ends up being a walk for Mora, who gets aboard for the first time today, and that'll bring up Moises Ballesteros 0-2. Just three hits so far today for the Pelicans. The leadoff home run for Morel, and then a pair of ground ball singles for Fabrizio.
Now batting, the DH number 12, Moises Ballesteros.
Ballesteros takes strike one, a fastball in on the inside part of the plate at 92. So Johnson into the game in relief of Murphy. In the top of the seventh inning, the Green Jackets will have 5, 6, and 7. Janice Exposito-Collins, the 3-2 up, likely against Cabrera on the mound. The 0-1 misses down and in. Took something off at that time, a slider at 87. One-one. Strike at the belt. Ballesteros backed out of the way of it, but it looked like that got plenty of the strike zone, and indeed it was adjudicated to have caught the zone as well. So 1-2 on the catcher DHing today. The 1-2 pitch. Just got a piece of it, fouled it off. So still 1-2. Johnson throws over to first, a little high. Janice has to glove it down. So 1-2, Ballesteros still fighting in this at-bat against Jared Johnson. Runners going. The pitch fouled off the plate, and Mora would have to go all the way back to first. That one hit the plate and then bounced foul. So everyone resets. Infield is shifted over for Ballesteros. Runners going again. The 1-2 breaking ball taken for a ball. And getting into second safely without a throw is Mora. So the entire Green Jackets infield just went to walk off the field expecting that to be called a strike. It did look like it was a little high. So the count evens up at 2-2. Runner now in scoring position here with two away in the bottom of the sixth. And the 2-2 pitch popped up left field line and drifting into the stands. Lands on the concrete and bounces all the way out towards the grill down the first baseline. Rather, third baseline. Excuse me. So still 2-2. One thing about Ballesteros is he will really make you work on the mound. And Johnson will step off and reset that pitch clock. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Ballesteros 271 and 815 OPS, tied to the team lead with four home runs. Two-two. Grounded foul again into the dugout this time of the Pelicans. Felix Stevens awaits on deck. Approaching double digits here in terms of pitches in this at-bat. Ballesteros trying to win the battle against Jared Johnson. The 2-2 bounces up. It's now 3-2. So a full count with a runner on second and two away. The 3-2 inside. He walked him. So back-to-back walks here. That was a very, very good at-bat put together by Ballesteros. Picks up his fourth walk of the series. And that'll bring up Felix Stevens 0-2 today. And that's going to bring out Dawson Diamond just to have a quick conversation, perhaps. First pitch to Stevens is grounded towards third. It's a fair ball, but Stevens is hurt. And I think that one actually went foul off his ankle and then rolled fair. He was down in a heap on the ground, and now it looks like he's back up and okay. So it must have hit off his ankle or his knee. And it ricocheted all the way back into fair territory. One. Taken for a strike now, 0-2. O-2 runners going. The pitch is fouled off, and everyone will have to go back to their spots. So still 0-2. We'll see if they try that double steal again with two away. The 0-2 pitch. Waved at and missed. Strike three. Johnson surrenders a couple of walks, then gets out of it as Stevens goes down swinging for the second time in as many at-bats. To the seventh inning we go. Green Jackets up 7-1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here in the top of now the seventh inning, Green Jackets on top 7-1. We've got another pitching change, as coming into the game is Angel Gonzalez, the Puerto Rico-born righty, and he has Justin Janis in to lead it off. First pitch to Janis is a wild one, and it hits the catcher Pabon in the hand, and then it also hits the umpire in the shin, and he's in a little bit of pain here, and that's going to bring out the training staff as the home plate umpire, John Forster. He's had a rough go of it because E.J. Exposito hit him with a line drive in the leg last week as well. And the training staff is out from both teams to assist him. He's getting looked at here. It did hit the catcher Pabon in the hand first, and he was shaking it around as if said that he was in some pain. And that was 97 miles an hour out of the arm of Angel Gonzalez, so I can understand why that would be a pretty painful one. Gonzalez appeared against the Green Jackets on Tuesday. He went one inning, gave up two hits and a run, struck out a pair. When he played against the Green Jackets back in April, he went an inning and two-thirds, striking out five. So he's got some good numbers from a strikeout perspective against the Green Jackets, but he misses outside here 2-0 to Janis. Hello. 2-0. Grounded up the middle. The shortstop is there to play it. Morel gathers, throws to first. Nice pick by Fabrizio in the dirt to get the out. That was a nice fielding play. The throw was well short, but well done nonetheless. Janis goes down. Now he's 0-3. E.J. Exposito next up. Two walks and a flyout for him by the numbers 0-1. Taking a big swing at this one. Exposito down on the count 0-1. On the outside corner. Nice pitch there at 96, right on the paint. Green Jackets, 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors. A run, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Pelicans so far. And the 0-2 tipped into the mitt, and Exposito goes down on strikes. 8th strikeout of the series for Exposito. Quickly 2 away, and that'll bring up Tyler Collins. 0-1, 2 walks. Next up, the left. the lefty Collins next to bat here with two away in the top of the seventh. First pitch to him is on the outside corner. As the 0-1 misses well outside. The 1-1 misses in the dirt off the leg pad there of Pavon. Still really good velocity here from Gonzalez. His ERA is at 6.75, but again, especially with relievers still early in the year, still just past that first quarter mark, that goes down with a bigger sample size as he gets the inside corner here at 96 to make it 2-2. The 2-2, taken high, 3-2. Collins trying to work his third walk of the day. The payoff, fouled off. Two grounded up the middle. Second baseman charges. He flips to first in time for the out. Nice play by Ravaj Garcia to retire the side. The Green Jackets go 1-2-3. We'll keep you here as always for the seventh inning stretch here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Well, you might have just heard that firework go off above the field. There's a fireworks show after the game today as the Green Jackets are on top here in the bottom of the 7th, 7-1. Jared Johnson remaining on the mound. Johnson walked a pair but struck out the last man he faced in the 6th to strand two runners aboard. He will have 5, 6, and 7. Shavers, Fabrizio, and Pavon due up. They are a combined 2, 4, 6. Both of those hits coming from Fabrizio, who has 2 of the 3 Pelicans base hits on the deck. Parker Shavers getting some booze here. I'm not entirely sure why that is. As he takes the ball. The 1-0. Up high, 2-0. Johnson has typically this year gone between 2 and 3 innings of work. See if he can get through 2 here. Came in the 6th in relief of Owen Murphy. 2-0. Grounded towards first, but foul. The 2-1 pitch caught on and missed as he blew it right by him there at 96 did Johnson, and the count goes to 2-2. Green Jackets up 7-1 here in the bottom of the seventh, looking to move back to 500 at 18-18. And the 2-2 misses just a bit low. 94 there from Johnson. So a full count, looking to avoid surrendering another walk here. He did need 25 pitches that last inning. 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Chavers. Second of the strikeout of the day for Johnson. And there is out number one, as that brings up Miguel Fabrizio, who is 2-for-2. Fabrizio takes strike one in the outside corner. The lefty Fabrizio, the 0-1 misses outside. So the count's 1-1 with no one on. Infield shifted for the lefty. Janis, the first baseman, guarding the line. The 1-1 pitch. Dribbled foul and snagged on a bounce by Miguel Pavone in the on-deck circle. The 1-2. Caught on and missed. Got him with a slider. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts for Johnson. He's fanned three in a row, and there's two away now in the seventh. Pavone next up to bat. He takes a fastball for a strike. Pavone today grounded into a double play and struck out. Eight strikeouts so far for the Pelicans on the evening. They don't strike out all that much. One thing they do not do, though, is walk, as the 0-1's fouled off. They have taken, by a wide margin, the fewest walks in the league. Just 119 coming into tonight, although they have walked twice tonight, so make it 121. But they take just about three a game, which is the worst mark by far in the league. They also don't strike out all that much, though, so they do put the ball in play. And it's been working for them. They have the highest batting average in the league coming into today, hitting 250 as a team. And the 0-2. Fastball sails over everyone to the backstop. 95 there. And the 1-2 bounces up. Good block by Diamond. The 2-2 on the outside corner, called strike three. Johnson fans the side here in the bottom of the seventh. He has struck out four in a row, and that takes us to the top of inning number eight. Back in a moment with more Green Jackets baseball. 7-1 the score on the Green Jackets Radio Network here in Myrtle Beach.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Yeah. Views. 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 Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Top of inning number 8 here, 8-9-1 due out for the Green Jackets. They were retired in order by Angel Gonzalez back in inning number 7. Diamond, Casanova, and Tavares due to bat. Diamond today, a walk, a single, and a strikeout. Casanova on deck is 0-3. And Diamond takes ball 1. You can hear some kids have discovered the crowd mic dangling over their head. The 1-0. Cut on and missed. Change up there, got him. And it's 1-1. One, swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. And the 1-2 fouled off. Diamond singled in a run back in the fourth and ended up making it to second on a throw that went all the way to home plate, but to the backstop. Not the good kind of throw to home plate. Diamond will step out here with a 1-2 count. No one throwing in the bullpen just yet for the Green Jackets, meaning Johnson will likely be able to go back out there. The Green Jackets used 4 pitchers last night, Florentino, Keller, Franks, and the starter, John Carlos Lara. But they do have the doubleheader tomorrow. The 1-2, grounded toward short. Fielded on 2 hops. Morrell makes the throw across his body for the out. So one away for Jair Casanova. He has a 10-game on-base streak, looking to extend that. He is 0-3, though, a grounded, a flyout, and a fielder's choice, which, although he does get on-base technically, it does not count as extending an on-base streak. As he will take ball 1. Swung on and missed at a pitch way outside the zone there. Got him on a fastball. Infield back, outfield deep. The 1-1 pitch. Checked his swing, but went around. Brought that front wrist way out of there. So 1-2. Pitch taken down low, 2-2. The 2-2 fouled off. So good at bat here from Casanova, who is seeing a lot of pitches. Last year in the FCL, where he was with manager Cody Gabella for the entire year, he hit 289. With 24 walks to just 34 strikeouts. The 2-2, taken in the dirt, 3-2. And he struggled in the first couple of weeks of the year in a small sample size. And manager Cody Gabella said that he didn't even think it would be considered struggling, given how little bit that sample size was. So 3-2 now. The pitch, line foul off the roof. Again, the 3-2, fouled off to almost the exact same spot. So a great at-bat here from Casanova with Tavares 0-4, 0-for his last 19 on deck. The 3-2, inside, nearly got him. So Casanova will indeed work a walk to extend that on-base streak to 11 games. And he takes first for Tavares. Tavares swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Tavares has seen his average decrease a little bit in the last couple of games, down to 182. He had it up to 210 about a week and a half ago, but this long offer is not helping in that department. 0-1, breaking ball taken outside, 1-1. Casanova, two-step lead off of first. The pitch hits him. And Tavares is going to be able to take first base here as that got him on the wrist. So yet again, another man hit by a pitch. The Green Jackets have now been hit by 18 pitches this month, and the umpires are getting together to talk about it here because the pitcher didn't seem like that hit him, and Tavares didn't exactly react like it hit him either. The umpire is still talking here. I wonder if they might send him back, and it looks like they are indeed going to keep him at first. So, another hit by pitch puts runners at first and second with one away. Ethan Werkinger homered his last time up, a homer and a double for him. Takes a ball. And the pitch, grounded towards third. Fielded by the third baseman, he steps on third for one to first in time, double play. Nicely done by Juan Mora, who turns the 5-3 double play. We've seen one of those already this series for the Green Jackets, and now we see one turned by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Nicely done to get out of that inning with two aboard. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Jackets up 7-1. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Yeah!
Back here in the bottom of the eighth, Green Jackets on top, 7-1. We've got two games of baseball tomorrow. First pitch in game one of the doubleheader is scheduled for 4:30 p.m. A couple of seven-inning games, making up the game that the Green Jackets lost on the Friday of these two series back in April. So Jared Johnson to the mound. He's got Encarnacion, Garcia, and Morel due up this half inning. First pitch fastball taken high. The 1-0. Grounded to first. Fair ball. Snagged by Janis. He'll take it to the bag himself for the out. Encarnacion now 0-3. And that'll bring up Rivage Garcia 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Big round of applause for Slider the Bat Dog. Garcia, switch hitter, fouls off the first pitch here over the netting and off the roof. Some kids are going to try and chase it down. And the 0-1. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal the first. He did not. So the count evens up 1-1. One inside and missed at the knees. And I think that got Diamond in the knee pad as he shakes it off. And goes out to talk with Jared Johnson here, giving himself a little bit of time to walk it off. So 2-1 to Garcia, no one on, and one away in the eighth. The pitch is taken just inside. So 3-1 on the nine man with Morel on deck. Morel is responsible for the lone run of the game so far for Myrtle Beach with that leadoff home run. 3-1 pitch, grounded foul. Diamond was on top of it, but it did hit in the left-hand batter's box, and the count goes full. So 3-2 on Garcia. Here just a little bit before 9:30. And the 3-2. Grounded towards second. Fielded on a high hop by Exposito. He sidearms to first for the out. Took a funky bounce off the lip of the infield grass, but Exposito was alert to it. Rafael Morel in the box. First pitch, swung on and missed. Got him all the way swinging out of the batter's box. And he's down in the count 0-1. Obviously, his older brother, Christopher Morel, is with the big league club right now. Both of them were signed at the same time. 0-1. Misses down and in, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, caught on and missed, went back to the same spot with a filthy slider. So Johnson trying to retire the side in order once again. He has yet to allow a hit. He has only allowed two base runners, both via the walk. As he gets set for the 1-2 to the leadoff man, Morel. The pitch on the outside corner, called strike three. Beautiful from Jared Johnson. He strikes at his fifth batter. He has now retired seven in a row. And we head to the ninth inning. The Green Jackets on top, 7-1. Back in a moment with the final frame.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
We are here in the top of the ninth, and we've got a new pitcher on the mound. We've got a position player pitching. Haven't seen that this season yet. With the doubleheader tomorrow, they are playing their backup catcher, their third string catcher, on the mound. As the Green Jackets are up 6 here in the ninth. First pitch taken for a ball at the top of the zone at 70 miles an hour. Well, we haven't seen this yet this year. The 1-0 fouled off 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, cut on and missed, as McCabe goes down the count 1-2. And the 1-2, taken up and away, count evens up 2-2. Well, the at-bats still count the same. The 2-2. Taken high, 3-2. Payoff pitch, fouled off. Three-two, outside, ball four. So McCabe takes the walk. That one in at a zesty 77 miles an hour on the outside part of the plate. McCabe's second walk of the day. He also singled back in the first. Jeremy Celedonio, I have no doubt in my mind that Celedonio is going to be swinging for the fences in an extreme way. So far today, 2-for-4, 2 strikeouts, an RBI single, and a 3-run homer. The first pitch here taken high, ball one. McCabe on first, not being held on here with a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth. The 1-0 taken for a strike. That one at 76. hard not to appreciate the humor of this moment. It happens. It happens to everyone, every team over the course of the year. 1-1. Taken high for a ball. That one read at the letters. That was a batting practice type of pitch that Celedonio laid off. The 2-1. Outside, now 3-1. Justin Janis on deck. And the 3-1 pitch. In the zone, 3-2. Celedonio is not swinging the bat here, which is interesting because we have seen him swing this year at some very questionable pitches. And now he's got a full count. And the pitch, line to left field for a base hit. It's going to get all the way to the corner. McCabe hits second. He is now going to go back to the bag and not try to extend it there. So a three-hit night for Celedonio. Puts runners at first and second. And Justin Janis next up with two on and no one out, going up against a catcher on the mound. First pitch to Janis is right down the middle for a strike. 80 miles an hour there from Quintero. As this one runs up and in and nearly hit him. 1-1. And the pitch inside backed him off, so to speak. I mean, as much as a 75-mile-an-hour fastball can back someone off. The 2-1. Grounded up the middle. The pitcher comes over. Well, the catcher comes over. He throws to first for the out. It does advance the runners to second and third. Just a little nubber there as McCabe goes to third and Celedonio goes to second. So an 0-for-4 night for Janis. EJ Exposito next up. Two walks, a flyout, and a strikeout for Expo with runners on second and third and one away. A chance to pick up maybe a run batted in. First pitch taken for a strike. The 0-1 in the dirt. The 1-1 tipped into the mitt, and it's 1-2. Well, this is one of those situations where if he strikes out here, he is going to get absolutely roasted in the clubhouse, striking out to a position player. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Exposito goes down on strikes, and he's not too happy about it, but there might be some laughs later on in this one. By the numbers, by the way, without allowing a run yet, I mean, Quintero on the mound has had, so far, the best outing of any of the pitchers today as Tyler Collins nearly gets hit with the first pitch. So 1-0. Collins so far today with a couple of walks. And he'll line this one to left center field. It's dropping for a base hit. They're going to put the brakes on at third. So it's an RBI single for Collins. And that'll make it an 8-1 ball game. Collins picks up another RBI. He had three of them last night. As McCabe scores and Celedonio gets to third. 8-1 now. That'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Diamond, a single, a walk, a strikeout, and a ground out. Runners on the corners here with two away. And he'll take the first pitch for a strike. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. One one pitch. Taken up high. And the 2-1. Fouled off. It's going to hit the press box window. And it does. and it managed to bounce all the way to the front row. Wow, that was a pinball-style series of events. So 2-2 runs on the corners and two away here in the ninth. And the pitch. Flown to center field, but shallow as Cheever sizes it up. And he will make the catch. So the catcher, Quintero, comes into the game and allows a run on a couple of hits and a walk. We'll keep it here as we go to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets up 8-1, and we're going to have a new pitcher here. It looks like Chad Bryant is going to come in. Well, you don't see that every day. In fact, we have not seen it yet this year. Might be Ellison Joseph trying to get a read on who that is. 8-1 the score. And it is indeed Ellison Joseph who is making his team-high 11th appearance on the year. Joseph, in 10 games worth of work this season, picked up a couple of saves already, often been used in short-term situations. 3-1 is his record with a 4.73 ERA. Two saves in 10 games worth of work, 19 strikeouts in 13 and a third innings. Pitched twice last series, didn't give up a home run in his last outing, which was a week ago tomorrow on that Saturday game. So far this month, 5 2/3 innings of work, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, and a pair of homers. Looking to keep a clean slate here with a 7-run cushion in the ninth inning. Mora pops the first pitch up. Should be playable down the right field line, and Casanova drops it in foul territory. So it'll be a foul ball. And that'll make it an 0-1 count. Mora today is 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base. Diamond will call timeout here just to go over something with Joseph. So 0-1 on Mora, as everything seems to have been communicated now, and the pitch is fouled off. Make it 0-2. Temperature is down to 68 degrees. Wind has died down just a little bit. As Joseph misses down low. It's 1-2. Mora got plunked a couple of times last night. And the 1-2 tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Number 12. So one away now in the bottom of the ninth. Ballesteros 0 for 2 with a flyout and a walk. The three hits, by the way, are the fewest the Green Jackets have allowed in a game this year. As Ballesteros takes ball one. Oh, they call that a strike, I guess. That was not in the zone. But it's 0-1 nonetheless. Ballesteros might get a game off tomorrow. The 0-1 is outside 1-1. He did not catch today. He could, in theory, DH one of the games and catch one of the games tomorrow. So swing and miss here. It is 1-2. The 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt. Two, grounded to second as Exposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two away now in the ninth. A win would move the Green Jackets to 18-18, and it would mean that they would need to win two of the remaining three games in this series to come away from this series over 500. First pitch here to Felix Stevens is swung on and missed. The 0-1. Grounded to third and foul. Misses outside. So 1-2 on Stevens. Who is the final out here with the fireworks show beckoning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Green Jackets win 8-1 here on Friday night to get back to 500. The Green Jackets completely stifle the Pelicans' bats. They give up just three hits on the game. Owen Murphy picks up his first professional win. And the Green Jackets are back at 18-18 at 500. We've got a doubleheader coming up tomorrow, so we'll keep it brief in the Easy Go postgame show. Tonight's man of the game, our IT guy of the game, presented by Premier Networks, is Owen Murphy. Five innings of work, three hits, five strikeouts, just the one run on the leadoff home run. He was spectacular. Other deserving candidates include Jeremy Celedonio, who homered and singled, driving in four. He ends up going 3-for-5. His three-run home run is our Premier Network's play of the game. Adam Shoemaker and Samuel Strickland will be the starters in tomorrow's doubleheader as the Green Jackets will look to build on tonight's victory. They have now won three of the four games so far this series, and they move back to 500. We'll say goodnight and talk to you tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, first pitch from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Back in a flash. Or rather, back tomorrow. Less than 24 hours. I suppose that's pretty quick. And we'll see you then.